Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
They want to know if they're the jerk for not hiring their friend's kid.
I was a kid?
Yikes. Allie and DZ, you can always, by the way, send these in, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. We got another one late last night, so also, I haven't read it yet, but
ooh. We'll get there.
They said, Allie and DZ, I own a business, and I've owned it for about 15 years. I feel like I've gotten through the hard part in the grinding, and now it's smooth sailing.
Nice.
But there were a lot of years where we had to push through, work long hours, get out of debt. You get the picture.
Yeah, business.
So one of my good friends, who's also my neighbor, asked if we would hire his 16-year-old son.
Okay.
I know this kid. I don't want to hire this kid.
Oh, no.
He's not responsible. I would not want him in charge of anything at my business. And I, DZ, what? What were you going to say?
I mean, that's a 16-year-old. Like, what 16-year-old is responsible?
Says, I don't want him in charge of anything at my business. I know kids have to grow up and learn from their mistakes.
See?
But I feel like I'm in an awkward position now because my friend asked me to hire his kid. And I just really don't want to. My business is established. I'm not going to let anyone get in the way of that. So am I the jerk if I don't hire my friend's kid?
Oh, man.
How are you going to tell him, though, dude?
I'm torn on that one. Because I get it. You're protective of your baby, right?
Well,
like, whether you got kids or not, that business is your baby.
Can I be honest? Like, as someone who's lived in my house over 10 years now, I've watched my kids and my neighbor's kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've watched my kids grow up. And
right.
We know each other's kids.
Yeah.
They totally know they would not put Hudson in charge of anything. And you would know what I'm talking about because you know Hudson.
But eventually, he's going to need a job.
I'm trying to use some funny examples, but you know your friend's kids.
I know.
And you know some of those kids you would not put in charge of something.
And as right as you might be.
You know what I'm talking about,
Hudson's
dude.
Hudson's still got a couple years to go.
I'm not saying you wouldn't hire Hudson, but I'm just saying you'd hire Owen first, okay? So
if they were both interviewing for the same position right now, I mean, maybe.
So my point is, you do know your friend's kids.
Correct.
And especially if they're neighbors. Then you really know them. You know what I mean?
Well, and I remember back in the day when a friend of ours, they had this, like, character, you know how Tony does the mascot costumes?
Tony and Racine.
Tony
he's
and Racine.
The mascot man. Yeah, he dresses up as like it, all kinds of characters.
All kinds of different characters. A friend of ours, you know, used to have the same business. And she asked a few of her teenage, you know, kids' friends.
Yeah.
And went, can you guys work? Can you guys work? We've got a couple friends that we do not like to work with at all that are begging us to work. So can you work instead? And my mom, of course, is going to dole me out and go, yeah, you're going to work.
Right.
Go ahead. Go make some money. Go do this.
Right.
But I didn't want to do it. I was the more responsible of the two options, though, at the moment. So I get why you're going, oh, well, I'm protective of my business. Depending on what the business is,
mm-hmm.
you might not be able to put them in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you're around equipment that might be dangerous,
totally.
Per se, you're not going to want some 16-year-old. You know, I don't want to call.
No.
I don't want to call him a heartache or
call
a headache.
Call it what it is, DZ. You don't want to hire your friend's kid. Period. Because you know the kid.
Yeah,
he said he's not responsible. That was his own words. And I would not want him in charge of anything at my business.
But then you're never going to give him a chance to be responsible either.
You don't have to hire somebody else's kid. This is not your kid, dude.
You
can hire whoever you want.
You can't find anything for this kid to do. Nothing. Nothing. Not a one. You can't have a mop up.
Now
late.
I'm making up jobs so I can pay this kid? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's
nobody
true.
Has time for that,
that's
dude.
That's true. That sucks.
He wants to know if he's a jerk for not hiring his friend's kid. What are we going to name him?
Man.
Not hiring Henry, not hiring Hal, not hiring Harv.
Hal. Hal or Harv? Hal or Harv are good.
Not hiring Harv.
Not hiring Harv. That's good. Yep, that's the one.
Like the
that's
for the some one. Reason. All right, he wants to know if he's a jerk for not hiring his friend's kids. Let me go to our text.
Yes.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said, oh, Sarah in Maguanago said, not the jerk. You know your friend's kids and how they are.
Which means Fair. You know how to also take care of them. You know how to, you know, coax them. You know how to talk to them. They're your friend's kids. The chances are they call you uncle. They know you. They Ooh. Wouldn't be asking you for a job if they didn't trust you with their child.
Dude, Allie in Milwaukee said, as a small business owner who's almost to that smooth sailing point, not the jerk.
Man.
My husband and I have been in this situation. Tell your friend you aren't looking for extra help. Yeah, then you can't hire anybody.
Then,
come on.
Right, then you can't hire anybody else. You could at least have them take out the garbage late at That's, night, right?
Gina in New Berlin's like, tell them not hiring right now. You guys, it's not tell them what to do. It is, are they the jerk?
Because, yeah, you're a little jerky for not hiring your friend's yeah. kid. At least for a little bit. Try it out. Then you could fire them. Right? 3 months. Hey, man, it really isn't working. Your kid sucks.
Yeah, it's Bye. What Gina in New Berlin says. If there's a position open up, you'll let them know. Ooh, Tito in Milwaukee texted in something really good. A lot of those times, those kids are actually responsible in other settings like work. However, oh. not the jerk. Think about how our kids are jerks to us. They go to school and they behave.
Angels.
Like rude.
Perfect little
rude.
Kids. Know exactly how to smile and
Unbelievable.
Act.
Unbelievable. All right, the phones are ringing. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for refusing to hire his friend's kid? We'll talk to you next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
He wants to know if he's the jerk for not hiring his friend's kid. Dude, wait till you hear the last caller. They are fired up today, and I don't blame them. This is really funny. Let's start with Lisa in Milwaukee. Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're great. We want to know, what do you think? Is he the jerk? His name is not hiring Harv. Is he the jerk for not hiring his friend's kid?
16, come on.
Not at all Harv, okay?
Not at all.
I have 3 grown kids now, and to this day, if you say you might want to hire my child for a job, I will definitely discourage you and put any disclaimer on it that I am not involved.
So they are not a representation of me or my work ethic. Those children are their own. Those children are on their own.
You want to hire my son to shovel your snow? You're getting a pass to the front door, and that's it. Okay, no, we're not doing it.
You want a half job? Fine, hire him, but only half pay him. Okay, because that's what you go get.
Do not hire my children. Wow. In fact, I'll tell you, I'm not going to ask you to hire him. I'm going to tell you to not hire them.
Disclaimer attached.
I'm going to say take another option.
Lisa said, "I'll pay you not to." How about that?
I will pay you not to. I still need my money, but I'm going to. Strongly advise, don't bring that back to me, okay?
Said no complaints to my department, please. HR is closed, dog.
Lisa, I feel you so hard. It's like we're proud of our kids, but then we're like, but at the same time, don't hire them, okay? Can you not?
We know their strengths and their weaknesses, don't we?
You want them to babysit? The kid might have a mohawk later. I can't tell you what to do. Don't do it.
With the clippers, though, not just styled.
You know what it is? It's like when Hudson takes over and he wants to hold your baby, Danny. My son, Hudson, who's now 12, will grab his almost 2-year-old, DZ's, and he carries them, like, sideways. Like, there's no, like, it's like the mom trying to, it just is really funny. It's like chaos.
He carries them in panic, yeah. Like, he's multitasking, but he's only got the kid.
He's, like, holding them by the hands. His arms are flying everywhere. You know what I mean?
He loves it, though. Danny loves it.
I know, but it's funny.
It's effort, like, though. It's effort. There
but
you go. I
would never say, let Hudson babysit today.
No, and we wouldn't. But we would let him practice with us around, and that's what your friend is asking you to do. Let my son practice working at your job.
There's so many kids out there. So many kids out there that are just driven. Go get one of them babies.
Think about the parent though on the other flip. Going, hey man, I can count
on their kid sucks.
I know my kid sucks. I know my kid's irresponsible. I know my kid wouldn't be the one to hire.
Yeah.
Would you mind hiring them? Wink, wink. meaning you could keep an eye on them, maybe guide them a little bit,
now
show them the ropes.
Babysit and forget this. We don't have time
then
for
you,
that.
Then you offer up that volunteer experience,
it's an
okay?
Internship.
That's what you do.
Ooh, I do like that. This isn't a solution, but I like that.
Lisa says, not the jerk if you don't want to hire your friend's kid.
Bye.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Ooh, let's go to Caleb in Sheboygan and see what he thinks. I can see your text coming in at 414-533-1037. Somebody said, so triggered.
Mm.
Absolutely not the jerk. Don't Come bleep on. Where you eat. Oh, my Come, goodness.
I guess. Okay.
Usually fair. Doesn't go well.
You're going there?
As a manager, I'll never hire friends and family. Well, Caleb in Sheboygan might agree. Let's
Caleb.
Go to him next.
Old stomping grounds. What up, Papa?
Hi, Caleb.
Morning, guys.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to hire your friend's kid?
Not the jerk. So I've been in this spot before.
Go on. Go on.
So before I started putting AI images on t-shirts, I ran a cheese warehouse and I hired my brother.
Okay. Your own brother, your blood brother.
My blood brother.
Oh, that's the first problem. Your brother's never going to work, never going to respect you the way an employee would.
So you hired somebody that won't work. Got it.
Yeah,
Exactly. I was trying to help him out. You know, I'm the big brother looking out for him.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah, I'm the little sister. We don't care. Anyway, go on.
I knew he was big brother.
Yep.
Started not caring, and I unfortunately had to fire my own brother, and then it puts you in a bad spot.
That is horrible, and I can't imagine. That's the place you don't want to be, where now you're firing your friend's kid, your neighbor. I mean, come on.
My little sister. Sister it's quit icky. Working for me. My little sister quit.
See?
She quit on me. Yep. She
Angie,
left.
Why?
Well, she was watching our babies.
Oh,
well, and
well.
We were pregnant for the
you
second
had
time.
Another one. You can't blame
she
her.
She gave up. She was like 19, turning 20.
She
we're
said,
like,
I do
okay.
one kid, not two.
Not
I don't,
two.
I don't
not
babysit.
Two. I'm in my 20s.
You'd
no,
have
thank
to
you.
Fire her, though.
No, we didn't
that
have to fire
awful.
Her.
That would have been
awful. And she was a great employee. So we're a success story, though, as far as, hey, we had somebody work for us that was family, blood relations, somebody that we know.
What happened when you had to fire him?
He didn't talk to me for a few months after that.
And I bet.
Oof.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yeah,
it always sets a bad precedent, and then it always makes him awkward afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is why don't work with family, I'm
make
telling
you. But make it a trial run. Make it. Let him know he's not going to work there full time. I know we're not, there's no solution
there's no,
here.
So this is this am I the jerk? You're going too deep on this,
DZ. I'm triggered too.
We don't need a solution. It's Man. Not the jerk, according to Caleb.
Let him work there for 6 months or else you're the jerk.
Yeah. All right, goodbye. Bye, Caleb. Finally, we're going to...
Love, man. Let's get you that theme song.
He was a business owner. We're also going to go to Mike in Waukesha, who we love. He is a business owner, so I thought Mike would be a great person to talk to. Plus, he started going off as soon as I answered the phone. He's mad.
He's triggered, too.
He said, hold on. I said, you hold on.
You hold on.
What's happening again?
Man, what up, Bobby?
Mike, all right. Jerk or not the jerk for not hiring your friend's kid? Go.
Not the jerk. There's so much more that goes into hiring somebody than these people probably realize.
Go on.
If I hire somebody, I got one person, it's actually my friend, that I would hire, and I'm going to have to pay him at least $40 an hour to come work for me to bring to the table what he knows, which is fine. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to cost me probably $115,000 a year before insurance to hire him.
Oh, my gosh. This man
so
already did
payroll
the math.
Tax in Wisconsin, smart man. Payroll tax is 38%. You guys, like, people that, when you work for somebody else, you pay, when you get, like, your state, federal, mm-hmm. Social Security, all that crap taken out,
mm-hmm.
You pay about half of that. Your employer takes up the other half.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't realize, being the employer, that you're going to have to foot a big chunk, or a lot of people that don't have a business realize that you have to foot a big chunk of that. Like, when I pay myself, if I make $1,000 a week, I'm taking home 600 of that.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a lot that goes into it, and then there's also you have to get workman's comp insurance on mm-hmm. you because you don't have to have it if you're the owner because you're not going to sue yourself by law in this state. But another time, if you hire somebody else, you have to get it. So there's that expense. And then also there's just, like, the fact of if they're not a personable person, like, even if I have a shop, like, people expect, like, okay, like,
service.
Shop dudes, but I want to have, like, good service when people
yeah.
come in.
Yeah.
If you're representing me, and, like, my family's riding on this, my kids' colleges, my son, whatever he decides
this
to do.
Your
life.
This is your livelihood. This is your life. Yes, when you mess with somebody's money, that's when people will snap. Okay, so, Mike, so listen. So you own a business. You're calling in saying, not the jerk for not hiring your friend's kid because there are so many things that go into it that people don't realize. It's not just, like, handing somebody a $20 paycheck every week. There are multiple things, and then you're putting your business on the line,
right.
All for someone's kid that you don't even trust.
And
right?
unless you're about to hire somebody under the table.
Or something, that's way too much money to spend on somebody just doing like minuscule tasks like they need to be done.
It's not just
like,
hiring
I feel like
somebody.
That could be delegated within the business as it is.
It's not just hiring somebody. It sounds like I'm hiring a babysitter. It's not like that.
It's not like that.
And that's the problem here is that there's so
IRS
much more.
IRS will be up your tail if you pay him like a babysitter. So.
No, I hear that. You can't under the table this one.
I know.
Well, I don't know. Not the jerk. You gotta tell him it's just business. Like your kid doesn't offer enough value for me to take on all these additional expenses.
Dang.
But like you got to be real about it. Like I mean, it is. If they don't respect that, then they're not a good friend. Like if they don't get that. They really got to get that.
That's fair. All right. So it's a not the jerk. It's a clean sweep today,
clean,
Mike.
Yeah. Vacuum it
Dude,
up.
I'm
and
glad
pack
it has to be a
kiddo.
Tiebreaker. I'd be all sweaty like I'm fat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nervous again.
Mike, we put this guy on the radio when we were at Pick and Save at our bike drive. Mike, you were so funny. What did you think being on the radio with us? You were.
I mean,
nervous.
I had DZ's hand on my chest, and I had your knee bumping my thigh. It was a moment. That's for sure.
Boy, his knee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.